This is episode 60 of UFO Encounters. This week I'm reading from Justin Bush's book, Violence Will Not Be Tolerated, an alien abduction story. When I have guests on my podcasts, I read their books to work out questions for the episodes. And when reading these books, I always find such amazing information that never makes it into the podcast. And here, I get a chance to give you a peek into the book. I put a link to the book in the show notes, and I did seek permission to record the extract from the book, and the author kindly said yes. And if you enjoy the podcast, please leave a review and be sure to subscribe. So I'm going to be reading from a chapter titled Witches with Candles. And this is what Justin has written. As the shadow people and the strange ghosts kept visiting me, something truly strange happened. I started to have missing time. Even as a child of maybe 4 or 5 at the time, I knew this was strange. It would usually start with a noise like the door opening by itself. Sometimes it was a light in the window or a shadow person's arrival. I would just black out and wake up later with no memory of what actually happened. I know this happened more than I can remember. I have some memory of staring at the door, waiting. The door opening and the lights going out by themselves. The feeling of being watched even when I was alone. I wish I remembered more. I will never forget the night the witches with candles took me. That night I woke up to a strange noise coming from behind my headboard. Since I have been moved to the pentagram room, the wall behind my bed led to the backyard. I listened intently and thought it sounded like a microwave. My first thought was maybe my dad was making popcorn in the middle of the night. As a late night snacker, he would do that from time to time. If you snuck out there and asked him nicely, he might give you a handful, or he might beat you and send you back to bed. It was the luck of the draw. It took me some moments to realise I was no longer in my old room. That meant it wasn't a microwave from the kitchen. This noise was coming from outside. I could hear it through the wall by my headboard. As an adult, I tend to think this noise sounded more like an electrical transformer than a microwave. Some vibrating electric noise, almost with a buzzing quality to it, like a bug zapper. I rolled over in bed, for what reason I have no idea, but I noticed right away that there was a glow coming from the window. The cheap 1980s curtains were awash with brilliant white light penetrating into the room. Even the light itself was odd. Instead of illuminating the room like you would expect, it seemed to be stuck in the curtains. I was just curious. After all, it was only a strange buzzing and some light. So I got up to go and take a look. I pushed the curtains to the right and peered out to find a brilliant UFO. There was some illuminated object about 20 feet from the house. It was levitating. To this day, I have no idea what I actually saw. I can only describe what I witnessed, not what it was. This looked like a large sphere, maybe 5 to 6 feet wide. It was glowing that same white light with small hints of blue and yellow. It was hovering, I guess you could say, but it was also moving in a circle about 1 foot or 2 off the ground. The object was moving so fast that it left a light trail behind it. This is something I still can't explain and is hard to describe. The thing moved like a comet with a long tail. The object flew in a circle so fast that the tail actually touched the front of the sphere. It looked like a luminescent donut shape full of light as it moved. It was so low to the ground that my vantage from the window was higher, or to say I was slightly looking down at this thing. Another strange effect it had was the grass and centre of the circle. You would expect the light to illuminate the ground and area around it, but that didn't happen. Instead, as I stared at the UFO trying to come to an understanding of what I was looking at, I saw that the centre of this donut-shaped light was very dark, almost as if a portal had opened up. No light from anything, just pitch black spot. This was strange considering I could see the grass around the object on all sides. Not sure if it was because it was a full moon or starlight, but I could make out everything just fine, with the exception of the middle of the circle it was creating. To this day, I debate myself on what it was. A light from a craft above? A drone making a portal for witches to exit? Perhaps it was a sort of illusion that was created by the object itself. My favourite theory is that the dark spot in the centre was the object and it was spinning and hovering just off the ground. I believe that makes the most sense. The light was simply a light on the edge of a spinning craft. After all, then the whole thing would have been about 20 or so feet wide, and the illumination and the way the light streaked all make sense. Even the dark obstruction in the centre of the donut would be explained. I can't honestly say what it was, but what happened next would stay with me forever. As I stood staring at the object, trying to figure out what I was looking at, especially the dark interior spot, a strange feeling came over me. I don't remember seeing anything. I just all of a sudden went from being awestruck to being filled with fear. I had this feeling it was something I saw, but just have no memory of what it was. I panicked and wanted to go and tell my dad. The thought of him yelling at me to go back to sleep or telling me I was too old to sleep in his room, "Go back to bed," entered my mind. That's what he would say. So I skipped the scolding and possible beating with a belt. Instead, I ran for the bed and hid under the covers. I turned my back towards that window and also the door to my room, facing the wall. I pulled the cover over the side of my face, staring at the wall that my bed was pushed up against. That's when I heard something walking from the back door down the hall. It sounded like there were multiple footsteps across the linoleum floor going past the washer and dryer. As the noise came up to my bedroom door, I heard the door creak. Someone or something was coming. When they turned into the room from the hall, I saw several shadows across the wall. Just like at a baseball game, all the different lights intersected together to various degrees. The unmistakable silhouette of two figures grew across the wall. Those lights swept across the wall from left to right, then focused on me. I don't know if you really go unconscious or not. I believe you don't sometimes, and other times you just cannot remember. Why? Well, many times during these events, when you regain consciousness, you are already in the middle of doing something. It's like you were awake the entire time, but you just have no idea what you were doing. Other times you come to and know things you shouldn't. As if the memory is in there and your brain won't let you see it. If you didn't have witnesses, people would just say that you were sleepwalking. Thank God for witnesses. The point is, I don't know what actually happens, but the next thing I remember, I was staring at some tubes. Two long, thick black tubes stretched out horizontally in front of me, and I was puzzled. I remember trying to figure out what they were as they slowly went past my face. They were so close that maybe I could reach out and grab them. No, I realised I was pinned down. My arms, my head, my legs, I couldn't move at all. It felt like thick air all around. Humid, or perhaps the feeling right before a rainstorm. My head was facing down and my chin was tucked to my chest. As those tubes rose up past me, I immediately knew where I was. I could see the ground getting slowly closer. I was floating down. The tubes were not moving up. The tubes were electrical lines at the end of my father's driveway. I had a small panic when I finally understood what was happening. There was a circle of light around the ground. I was 30 feet or so in the air. Those electric wires were going from the road to my grandfather's garage. Okay, so this week I was reading from Justin Bush's book, Violence Will Not Be Tolerated, an alien abduction story. If you want to buy the book, there is info and a link in the show notes. A great way to support the podcast is to sign up on Patreon. On the Alien UFO Podcast Patreon, when you sign up for $6 a month, you get an extended episode every week. For $3 a month, you get an extended episode every month. If you want to give the extended episodes a try, there is a 7-day free trial. Just go to patreon.com/alienufopodcast. And if you enjoy the podcast, please leave a review and be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or via your favourite podcast app to make sure that you don't miss out on any episodes. And thanks for listening.